Is Islam a religion of peace? Former U.S. President George W. Bush stated, "Well, first of all, I believe in an almighty God, and I believe that all the world, whether they be Muslim, Christian, or any other religion, prays to the same God. That's what I believe. I believe that Islam is a great religion that preaches peace. And I believe people who murder the innocent to achieve political objectives aren't religious people, whether they be a Christian who does that. We had a person blow up a federal building in Oklahoma City who professed to be a Christian, but that's not a Christian act to kill innocent people. And I just simply don't subscribe to the idea that murdering innocent men, women and children, particularly Muslim men, women and children in the Middle East is an act of somebody who is a religious person." Source, WorldNet Daily. It is important to note that when someone who calls himself a Christian commits an act of violence, he is going against what the Bible teaches. He is in direct disobedience to the commands of Christ that are written in the New Testament, such as praying for your enemies, loving your enemies, and blessing those who persecute you. Never did Jesus commit violent acts against those who were out to destroy him, nor did he command his followers to do as such, but actually forbid them to do so. Pastor John Piper stated in a Christian Post article, "Even when Jesus faced crucifixion, he condemned violence. Jesus rebuked one of his followers for using the sword, Matthew 26:52, healed the ear of his enemy that was cut off, Luke 22:51, prayed for the forgiveness of those who killed him, Luke 23:34, and taught his disciples to love their enemies, Luke 6:27. On the other hand, when a follower of Islam commits an act of violence, he is doing exactly what the Prophet Muhammad did and is actually in alignment with what the Quran teaches, such as the verse known as the verse of the sword, which states, "Fight and slay the pagans wherever you find them and seize them, confine them, and lie in wait for them in every place of ambush." Surah 9:5. Muslim terrorists often cite this verse to justify their violent jihad. It is understood by many scholars that this verse commands Muslims to act with offensive aggression towards the non-Muslims, that is Christians and Jews. The word Islam itself means submission. In many Muslim countries, one either submits to Allah or often risk being arrested, beaten, tortured, or even killed, especially if a known Muslim converts to, say, Christianity. Following violent threats from a New York group called Revolution Muslim, Comedy Central opted to censor portions of a controversial South Park episode featuring the Prophet Muhammad characterized in a bear suit. The show bleeped the words "Prophet Muhammad" and covered the character's face with a block reading "censored." Revolution Muslim alluded on its website earlier this week that the actions of stoning Parker could earn them a fate like filmmaker Theo van Gogh, who was murdered in Amsterdam in 2004 as vengeance for a film investigating the abuse of Muslim women in parts of Islamic society. Source, Papeter.com. "Personally, I am not a fan of South Park because of its potty humor and vulgarity, but mostly because the show's producers openly mocked Jesus on the show. What I find interesting, though, is that while many Christians are offended by their portrayal of Jesus in several of their episodes, to my knowledge they have never received any death threats from Christians, nor have they had to censor the content of their show. It's such a double standard. It's okay for the media to blaspheme the Son of God in a nation with Christian roots, but Islam's Prophet Muhammad is off limits." Is Islam a threat? While the current administration no longer wants to identify our enemies as Muslim extremists, or any other name at all that would imply that our enemy is of the religion of Islam, nevertheless they are still plotting to destroy us. Just ignoring them will not make them go away. It is much like the person who doesn't believe that they will be hit by a bus even though they are standing directly in its path. With an estimated 2 billion Muslims in the world and rapidly growing, if only 10% are radical Muslims, which is to say the ones that are actually following the tenets of Islam, this should still be of great concern to non-Muslims. That's 200 million Muslims who see us as the enemy. Most of these radicals view Israel as little Satan and America as big Satan, and they are hellbent on destroying us. They are currently training terrorists at camps within our own borders. But in the name of tolerance, we dare not say a word. If they don't destroy us from without, they will destroy us from within. What is it going to take for people to finally wake up? Another 9/11? Another Holocaust? I sure hope not. For more information, please visit onewayjesus.weebly.com.